Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
That was a smooth intro right there. For those of you still wanting to listen to sports experts from ESPN, you probably got excited, and then now it's just us. Welcome in this morning. I'm Mary Jo Perino, sitting alongside Alex Risen today. He is in for Dan Reefer. Good morning, Alex.
Thanks for having me again.
You're kind of the dude.
Yeah.
I found out this week that Alex's little baby boy and my little girl go to the same daycare.
So everybody else is wanting to get in on that.
Right. It's an all-star, celeb-filled babies, I'm sure.
Future leaders of America.
Yeah. I'm sure People Magazine or Star is there taking shots of us coming in and out, and they're saying, hey, they're people just like us.
Sometimes I'm not sure they even know who I am when I bring my son in. Who is this guy? Does your son go here?
Now, I did see him, and he's a long boy.
He's got
some of your genes in him, I think.
I'm okay with him being taller than me, but not too much taller, because then you can't find any clothes that fit you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right at that cusp. What are you, 6'6"?
6'5".
6'5"?
And it sucks.
Yeah.
You want a dress shirt? Tough. You want pants? You don't get any. That's the life.
Luckily, you don't ever want pants. So
I prefer
that works,
not,
that yeah. works out. All right, we've got a big show today because lots of stuff going on. This is, aside from the first Saturday in May, this is probably one of the biggest horse racing days there is. We've got the Bluegrass Stakes out at Keeneland. We've got the Santa Anita Derby. We've got the Florida Derby. And we're going to be talking about those with Todd Schrupp, our main man from TVG, coming up at 10:15. He is at Keeneland, and he did a very Todd Schrupp-esque story yesterday. But it was just him walking in and out of different shots at Keeneland. And it wasn't, I don't think it was meant to be funny.
No, but if you know him, then it is.
Yeah, but it was very Todd Schrupp, just walking in and out of, and then the sales pavilion. Lots of things have happened. Walks out of the shot.
And he was wearing the same outfit in all of them, which makes you believe, like, wow, did he actually go do this in one day and they just went around the world? I don't know what farm he was at, but he that was the opening shot.
Yeah.
Remember when we talked about the limestone?
Three Chimneys, I thought, maybe.
Was it Three Chimneys? I didn't hear. I just
yeah, I can't remember.
See
yeah,
it.
But it was.
And then he walked away from the stream.
Yes, I thought it was going to be. I thought when I saw that open, I was like, "Oh, this is a parody of horse racing." But it was very Todd Schrupp. So we're going to talk to him. Nobody is better than he is. So we're going to talk to him coming up at 10:15. Football practice is open to the media today.
Yep, just the media. Fans do not go out.
Yes,
they will
yes.
not let you in today. You have to wait until Friday.
But we can surmise a few things and talk about that. We had four departures. I was waiting for the fifth shoe to drop on Friday, but so far, no one else has announced they are leaving. But there may be more departures on the way. We don't know yet. But as of right now, Malik Monk, De'Aaron Fox, Bam Adebayo, and Isaiah Briscoe have all announced they are headed to the NBA draft. Bam, the only one not hiring an agent.
And if you saw what Chad Ford from ESPN said, hey, there's a chance that he could come back because there's a couple million reasons for him to come back. He could be a top eight pick if he returns and improves, and I would assume Bam would improve if he comes back.
And, next year, because of the luxury tax or collective bargaining agreement, whatever it is, NBA rookies are going to make a ton more money anyways.
So maybe there's some incentive there?
There is some incentive. I wonder, though, if he comes back, he's not going to be the only big man.
No, he's not.
So that's another thing for him to think about.
I still think you make the decision based on you, because you look back at the year, I mean, you had Karl Towns, Willie Cauley-Stein that went at each other. That was great for both of them.
Yeah.
And Cal says every day in practice is where you get better. Joe Kraft Center is where you get better. You only have a handful of games that you actually play somebody who's of your caliber or the next level of caliber. most of the time you're not playing a dude that's better than you. So are you really getting that much better each and every time you go out for a game?
But then I also always, I always look back on Alex Poythress and wonder how much more money he could have made had he opted to leave after his freshman season rather than staying.
When you had the hype, yeah. It seems like it's working out for Alex now in Philadelphia, which is great.
Yeah, awesome, because he's such
he
a great...
He's taking advantage of that yeah. opportunity quickly.
I feel bad for anyone who's in Philly, just like I feel bad for anyone who plays for the Cleveland Browns or something like that, but I'm glad for him. It's still better than a D-League gig.
It is.
And he's making the most of his opportunity, which does not surprise me. But there are some guys, you know, there's so many dudes coming in, and there could be more when you talk about Mo Bamba or Kevin Knox or this, you know, potential transfer from Pitt, the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name right now. I'll look it up here. Think someone else is leaving? A.K.A. You know, Isaac Humphreys?
The talk has been surrounding Isaac Humphreys. Does he go to Australia and play professional basketball? I don't know. I mean, I don't know Isaac on a personal enough level to know that. You know, what is he really contemplating? Is it just the rumor mill? You know, maybe it was thrown out at one time. Well, maybe it's an option. But how serious was he? Who knows? I mean, he had a career game.
Yeah.
In the last game out. I mean, if you're Humphreys, are you thinking, maybe I'll wait and see what Bam does to see if I could get more time? At the same time, if I'm Cal, again, I would love to have Humphreys. I know it's players first, and whatever he thinks is best for him, you help him and go do that, chase his dream, whatever. But if you have the opportunity to play Mo Bamba and then Bam and Isaac Humphreys can really play a true five, and you play those guys at a four, you're playing big, you have the option to do that. You can separate yourself a little bit there. I mean, I think it's great if you have the opportunity to do so. If not, then I don't know how often you can play Bamba and Bam at the same time, just risking the foul, because Bam got into foul trouble so much.
Yeah.
And if you put them both in, I don't know. I just don't. I think it's a risk you can't take.
Anything you've heard about Sasha Calais-Jones?
I thought he would be the guy to go because no playing time.
Nope, none. Like, zero playing time.
And he was, you know, getting recruited by everyone else.
So McDonald's All-American.
It's not like there's, you know, a few schools that probably wouldn't say, hey, we could get you in and you'd be the dude.
Yeah.
Does he want that? I mean, Sasha seemed like he was a pretty quiet kid. You know, even when we did get to talk to him, preseason media opportunity was one of the few times we did, because
he just didn't play.
We didn't play, so we didn't get him. But it seems like he's okay with staying and playing, and, you know, I'm going to earn it. I'm an earner. That's why I came here. That's what I signed up for. That's why I didn't go to North Carolina. That's why I didn't go to these other places. Kentucky's supposed to be the best of the best, and if you play, you earned it. And that's what I want. Does he still think that?
Well, I mean, and now at this point, then he'd have to sit out a year somewhere else, and now we're talking 3 years in before he gets to even...
strut of stuff.
Yeah, show what he's all about. So Cam Johnson is the graduate transfer from Pitt that Cal is hard after, which I guess would be kind of breaking his own rule about not liking these graduate transfers.
Yeah.
And how that's ruining the mid-majors. Listen, if I'm Cam Johnson, I don't want to play another year for Kevin Stallings. Blah!
Does anyone?
No. Ugh, he's the worst. Why would you raise your hand? You want to play for Kevin Stallings?
No, I think...
I want a ball.
Oh, Josh, well, but okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, Kevin Stallings might need you because the flock is leaving.
There's a bunch leaving Tubby Smith at Memphis, too.
Tough deal.
Yeah.
We've said... Hey, we all love Tubby, but maybe the time to go is now.
Yeah. Are you going out to Keeneland later today?
I will not personally be going out to Keeneland today, but I will be watching.
Yeah. At least it got a little bit warmer, a little less windy, the sun is out.
I
will not be going.
You know this theory, I'm sure, as well, too, right? Like, once you've been out there with 30,000 people, and it's jam-packed, and you cannot move, and you've done it a few times, does it lose the luster a little bit you?
Yeah, it does.
And you're like, you know what? Maybe I'll just go on a quieter day.
Now, I will say I wish I would have gone to Breeders' Cup.
Okay. Yeah.
I wish I would have gone to Breeders' Cup because that was something a little bit different. And that was American Pharoah and that kind of stuff. Yeah. But yeah. But I've been to a few bluegrass steaks and always at work, though. I was always working them.
That's true. Maybe that's why I don't want to go, because if I go, I'd be working. Be like, why don't you do something?
Yeah. Then, yes, that's exactly what they would say.
Yeah. Oh, you were there?
Turn a package.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are going to talk to Todd Schrupp coming up in the next couple of minutes. You'd have to think the way it sets up, the horses that are lining up in gates 2, 3, and 4, really have, you know, it's J-Boy's Echo, it's Taprit, and then it's McCracken.
Yep.
And, you know, you'd have to think that one of those three is going to...
You don't like Practical Joke at the 7 spot?
I do. I mean, he's, what, 7-2 morning line odds? Yeah. I mean, this is, for a field of 7, this is a stacked field.
I throw him in there. I don't think Wild Shot can get in. We'll ask Todd about it, but he seems like he's always behind Taprit and McCracken when they go out. Second in the Jockey Club to McCracken. Fourth in the Sam F. Davis.
Yeah, I think that'll be a... That'll be the duo. Oops, sorry. That'll be the duo that you watch, McCracken and Taprit. But I mean, right now McCracken is the prohibitive favorite in the Derby, so he's got to have a good race today to kind of keep that allure.
How bad was the ankle for sitting out the Tampa Bay?
We'll find out.
Yeah, that's 6:17, give or take.
I like how these races all line up so we can see all three of them knock it out. All right. We're going to take a quick break and then come back with Todd Schrupp from TVG, and he is going to get you ready for all these races. Coming up next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Home ownership is truly the American dream, and at Bluegrass Land Title, we can help make that dream come true for you.
If buying or refinancing your home, you, the borrower, have the right to choose your closing company. Control your transaction to ensure that it is handled with the utmost care. Choose Bluegrass Land Title and enjoy a smooth, seamless process that is handled by local professionals who have your interest in mind.
Learn more at bluegrasslandtitle.com or visit one of our offices in Lexington, Louisville, and Elizabethtown.
McLane Grocery in Nicholasville is hiring full case selectors positions to work Monday through Friday, making $14 per hour. If you're looking for steady work at a competitive hourly rate with medical benefits and 401k, please apply online at McLaneCumberlandJobs.com. That's McLaneCumberlandJobs.com. McLane Grocery in Nicholasville is hiring full case selector positions to work Monday through Friday, making $14 an hour. Apply now at McLaneCumberlandJobs.com. McLane is an equal opportunity employer.
You know, it was right about 2 years ago at this time that a new restaurant opened on Main Street. And it's quickly become a favorite for anybody that wants the best steaks and the best seafood. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. They were just named one of the best steakhouses in the nation by TastingTable.com, a very big national website. Why don't you give them a visit? It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood on Main Street. TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Have you ever thought about what's inside the air inside your home? Soot, pollen, dust, fungal spores. Maybe you should talk indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Uh-oh. Hi, it's Kim. And ladies, we know the guys don't make all the decisions. So call me at 859-252-3519 to schedule any of your plumbing, heating, or cooling needs today.
Visit BarkleyBlevins.com for more information. Indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live.
Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's time to get serious about the first Saturday in May. This is like the biggest prep race day out there. So we welcome in TVG's Todd Schrupp, known not only for his horse sense, but also his hair. Good morning, Todd.
It's a little tougher with the wind that we had yesterday. Even my hair couldn't survive that. Although in some corners, I think people thought it looked better after the 30-mile-per-hour wind blowing through it.
You just got to go with the wind, right? Just don't go.
Yeah.
All right, this is shaping up. I mean, I don't remember a bluegrass stakes that has been this loaded with talent in a while. And we're talking about four legitimate top 10 horses right now in McCracken, J Boy's Echo, Taprit, and Practical Joke. How do you see this one shaping up today?
Well, first of all, just to echo your sentiment, it's the best Kentucky Derby prep race of the year. I was just at the Florida Derby, which had two top good horses, but as far as the field and the depth, it was lacking quite a bit. So this edition of the Bluegrass Stakes is far and away the best Kentucky Derby prep race. The backdrop for all of this, too, has to be considered. The Toyota Bluegrass Stakes got downgraded this year. In horse racing, your top race is a grade one, then it drops to a grade two and a grade three. They took the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes from a grade one down to a grade two, and this is the first year that they did that because there's essentially of horses coming out of this race to win the Kentucky Derby. I think it's going to be a one-off, essentially, because this field is so deep this year. I think there's a great prospect that the Kentucky Derby winner is sitting in this year's field. So I'm glad that the Bluegrass has the type of field that it does this year, because I thought it was an injustice that the Graded Stakes Committee downgraded the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes.
Yeah, that shocked me a little bit. So why did they do that?
Well, you know, you go back, and it's been about 10 years since essentially they produced a winner out of this race who won the Kentucky Derby, and that's what the Graded Stakes Committee looks at. But there's a long history, obviously, in the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes. The last horse to come out of here and win the Kentucky Derby was Street Sense back in about 10 years ago. But I don't think that's fair. I think, ultimately, there should be a Grade 1 Kentucky Derby prep race in every major racing center. You obviously should have one in Kentucky. You should have one in Florida. You should have one in New York. There's one in Arkansas in the middle of the country. And then in California, you have the Santa Anita Derby, which will be today. But both the Wood Memorial in New York was downgraded from a Grade 1 to a Grade 2. And then the same thing here with the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes. I think that's a mistake on both counts. I just think going forward, there should always be a Grade 1 prep race. I know to the audience, this maybe doesn't mean a whole lot, you know, Grade 1 or Grade 2. But to take a race like the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes and consider it anything other than one of the top prep races in the country, I thought was really short-sighted on part of the Graded Stakes Committee. But like I said, with the depth of this year's field, I think ultimately they're going to reverse that, and next year we'll see it as a Grade 1. Because I believe, if I had to put a percentage on it, there's probably a 70% chance that the winner of the Kentucky Derby is in today's race, the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes. And I think it starts with McCracken. McCracken is undefeated. He obviously has experience at Churchill Downs, which a lot of people like to point towards, which I think is ultimately overrated. But the bottom line is he passes the eye test. He is a horse that I think has been the best of the class since the beginning. There's been a couple of horses who've risen throughout the division. I think the Florida Derby winner, Dreaming All Day, has been one of those horses who's kind of risen up the ranks. But McCracken has always been, for me, the best three-year-old out there. He had a setback. He was supposed to be in the Tampa Bay Derby. He wrenched his ankle. It threw off his training a little bit, but he has looked sensational in the mornings here at Keeneland. The only question with McCracken is not the ability, it's the intent. His connections do not need to win today's race. Their goal is to win the Kentucky Derby. And it reminds me a lot, his trainer Ian Wilkes learned under Carl Nasker, and we talked about the last horse to emerge out of the Bluegrass and win the Kentucky Derby. I was talking about Street Sense back in 2007. Carl Nasker was the trainer of Street Sense. He is the mentor to Ian Wilkes. And Carl Nasker was the master at sacrificing a prep race for the big prize. And that's what he did with the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes many moons ago. If Ian Wilkes is not all about having McCracken peaking today, but peaking on the first Saturday in May, that could open it up for another horse in today's race. And you mentioned a couple of those horses. I think a lot of people will be looking at Jay Boy's Echo for Dale Romans. And this is a horse that, you know, he has to run his best race. And last time out at Aqueduct, he won the Gotham. I don't think that field matches, obviously, up to what they have here today. But he does look like a three-year-old that seems to be improving at the right time. And the last time he was here at Keeneland, he overcame a really bad start to break his maiden. So he's got experience here. Taprit will get a lot of attention for trainer Todd Pletcher. He won the Tampa Bay Derby. But remember, Taprit won the Tampa Bay Derby in the absence of McCracken. Since McCracken couldn't make that race, Taprit, who had finished second to him in the Sam F. Davis, went on and won the Tampa Bay Derby. I thought that performance, while it was a breakthrough performance for Taprit, was actually a compliment to McCracken, because McCracken handled him with devastating ease the race before. So I still think he has some room to catch up to McCracken. If there is going to be a huge upset in today's race, Wild Shot is interesting to me. Yesterday was obviously very cold out here at Keeneland, and I thought the track kind of lent itself towards speed. There's not a whole lot of pace today in the Bluegrass Stakes. I think Wild Shot, if Corey Lannery wants to get aggressive and take the lead, I think he'll hang around a lot more than people might expect. And that's the one thing that might be vulnerable with McCracken. He's got to work out a trip. He likes to come from off the pace. And if this track is anywhere near what it was yesterday, Wild Shot might have a chance to pull off a significant upset in today's race.
Well, Todd, I mentioned Wild Shot just because he played second fiddle to McCracken and Taprit, even dating back to the jockey club for McCracken. Does he really get into the mix this time around? And what have you seen just from the works and him out on the track at Keeneland that says he might be able to really make this thing happen and kind of pull that upset off?
Alex, you make an astute point, and that's the thing. The McCracken form keeps holding up, whether it's back to the two-year-old season, as you mentioned, the Kentucky Jockey Club last fall, where Wild Shot was not badly beaten by McCracken, second beaten just a length and a quarter. As far as what he's done this year and coming into the race, I mean, first of all, you know, two words, Rusty Arnold. He's just the trainer that always points towards these meets. And the last two races for Wild Shot were at Tampa. And Tampa is a very demanding surface. There's a lot of horses coming in from Tampa Bay Downs on today's entire card, and obviously in the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes. But I think Wild Shot is going to be a better horse back here than he would have been at Tampa. Tampa, a lot of times, because it's a deep, demanding surface, you've got to be a really good horse to take a field gate to wire there. So I think Wild Shot has a better chance over the surface. I think he's shown that in the workouts. And I just put my faith in Rusty Arnold. This is the meet that he points towards, be it the spring or the fall. I think Wild Shot will give a better accounting of himself than he did at Tampa. And it'll be a performance that's a lot closer to the performances that you pointed out against McCracken as a two-year-old.
Todd, while we are focused on Keeneland and the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes here, I do have to get your insight on the Wood Memorial and the Santa Anita Derby. Who do you think come out of those two races today?
Well, the Santa Anita Derby, I've been following, obviously, because our home base is out in California. I've been following those horses very closely, the California division of three-year-olds, and it's not much. California's had a very, very, very good run lately when it comes to the Kentucky Derby. A lot of horses have emerged out of there. And to be honest with you, it would have continued if not for an injury that sidelined the best three-year-old we had out there. Bob Baffert had a horse called Mastery who won the San Felipe in dominating fashion. And then just a kind of a heart-wrenching moment for all of us, he pulled up shortly after the wire. He had a condylar fracture, and he's going to be on the sidelines for a while and he'll recover. But Mastery was the clear leader of that division. So what's happened to the Santa Anita Derby now is it's been thrown into total chaos with Mastery being out of that division. I think you're looking at an upset most likely in the Santa Anita Derby today. I certainly would be looking at Battle of Midway as an improving horse. I think the overarching theme to the Santa Anita Derby today is who's going to get the mile and an eighth. And Doug O'Neill and Bob Baffert have several entrants in that race, but I think Jerry Hollendorfer, although he doesn't have the numbers in that race with just one entrant, I think Battle of Midway is the horse that has huge upside in that race. Battle of Midway is owned by Fox Hill Farms. They've had many good horses over the years. They had the ill-fated Eight Bells, who as a filly finished second in the Kentucky Derby but suffered a terrible injury shortly after the wire. And then they had one of the most magnificent fillies we've seen in recent years. They had Songbird, who went through much of her three-year-old filly season last year undefeated, and then had what was a heartbreaking loss, second beat in the nose in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. So Fox Hill Farms has had some great horses over the years, and I talked to their bloodstock manager, and they've always liked Battle of Midway since the beginning of his career. The second start of his career was a little bit disappointing, but I thought last time out showed that he has a lot of upside going longer. So I look Battle of Midway at 5-1 in the morning line as the horse to beat in the Santa Anita Derby. As far as the focus in the Wood Memorial, it's going to be on Todd Pletcher again. While Todd Pletcher has a logical contender in the Toto Bluegrass Stakes in the second betting choice, he has Battalion Runner, who's going to be the favorite in the Wood Memorial. Todd had entered Battalion Runner in the Florida Derby when I was down there, but he had two horses entered. He had Dreaming All Day, and he had Battalion Runner. He said a couple days out he was going to scratch Battalion Runner and opt for a different spot. That different spot proved to be the Wood Memorial. It also proved to be a great decision because Dreaming All Day just absolutely crushed everyone in the Florida Derby. And that's really the life of Todd Pletcher. If he has two horses that fit a spot, he can sometimes scratch one and still win the race and then go on and conquer another one. Battalion Runner is a horse that has a lot of upside, and winning his an optional claimer last time out at Gulfstream Park, he impressed a lot of people because I think there was a little concern about how far he could take his ability. He's a son of Unbridled Song out of a Tappet mare, and I think he'll be just fine at the mile and eighth distance. While the Santa Anita Derby lacks a clear favorite, it's not true in the Wood Memorial. The Wood Memorial has a very solid favorite in Battalion Runner.
I do have to ask you a jockey question. So if Brian Hernandez and McCracken win, or at least, you know, finish top three in the Bluegrass Stakes today, does he ride McCracken over Gervin, or is it already decided, regardless what happens, is he going to be on McCracken?
I think McCracken is his horse all the way. Gervin's had a very nice spring, but again, it comes down to how do you assess the crop in certain parts of the country. I just don't see much that was in the Louisiana Derby. I don't see much that was in the Risen Star when Gervin kind of had his breakthrough performance there. So McCracken is always his horse, and Ian Wilkes is always his guy. So, yeah, Brian Jay is on his Derby mount today.
Todd, the last thing I had was, for Taprit, so much has been given for, you know, Pletcher kind of taking off the kid gloves, I guess, and getting after him a little more and taking a more aggressive approach. With no McCracken in the Tampa Bay Derby, though, how much have you been able to really see that other than just the workouts? And does it seem like he is, you know, that approach is starting to take hold a little bit, that maybe he can finally pull it off?
Well, here's the thing with Todd Pletcher and his three-year-olds this year. Some of them have been behind schedule, and some of them have made up a lot of ground late. What you always worry about, though, and this is why I go back to the central point to the Toto Bluegrass Stakes today, and that is intent. And that is, you don't want to peak in your race before the Kentucky Derby. You obviously want to peak in the Kentucky Derby. Taprit has remained on schedule, so I think he's doing exactly what Todd Pletcher had hoped. A horse like Dreaming All Day has been making up a lot of ground. He didn't break his maiden until January this year up at Tampa. And as good as his Florida Derby was, could you honestly look at his Florida Derby and say he's now going to move forward out of that in the Kentucky Derby? That would be hard to imagine. Taprit, on the other hand, of all the Pletcher three-year-olds, has been on the right schedule, and everything that Todd's wanted to do with him has worked out. So despite the absence of McCracken in the Tampa Bay Derby, that was a performance that you do wonder if McCracken had gone and hadn't had that setback, would he have even won that day? I mean, Taprit was absolutely that good, and that performance is truly to be believed.
Todd Schrupp, you are the best in the biz, my man. We appreciate it so much, and enjoy Keeneland today. Enjoy the races. And we'll be catching up with you before the first Saturday in May, I'm sure.
MJP, you're always my girl. You know that. And I got to say, you know, Danny Boy better get back quick, because Alex is doing a phenomenal job on the show this morning.
I mean,
I'm blushing, Todd.
Todd's got, he does have like a little piece of my heart that is just for him.
Right back at you, sweetie.
All right, enjoy your day. Love you. Love you bunches, Todd.
Oh,
Todd Schrupp.
Get a room.
I know. And what a great day, right? So we got the Wood Memorial at post time, right a little before 6.
Yeah.
Then a little after 6 is the Bluegrass Stakes, and a little after 7, Santa Anita Derby.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And trifecta.
Yeah, the trifecta. Way to use a horse racing term. We'll probably be talking about these races tomorrow on the Dan and Mary Jo Show from 9 to 11. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up today on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, you can listen to the Masters, followed by the Lexington Legends.
On the road at Charleston.
Yes, and we'll get into the Masters a little bit later on. But coming up next, I want to go back and talk a little bit more about what next year's basketball team may look like. And they haven't even really set up their schedule yet for next year because they don't even know what it's going to look like. So we'll do that next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could give you two pieces of advice in choosing the law firm to represent you for your injuries, it would be simple. Pick a firm that's been around a long time. I've seen so many come and go. And pick a firm with the financial strength to give you the best chance to be fully compensated for what has been taken from you. Our battles have been against the establishment, tobacco companies, the pharmaceutical industry, insurance companies, and bully corporations. We advance on behalf of our clients millions of dollars, sometimes $1 million in a single case to fight the giants. Whether it's a car crash case, workers' compensation, medical malpractice, or an insurance dispute, you need a firm which can match the other side dollar for dollar, toe to toe, so that you have a fighting chance. For 30 years, we've represented the people, not the powerful. Let us fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Over 40 fresh trades under $10,000 have just arrived at the big used car store on Nicholasville. Get financing as low as 1.9% for 60 months on Toyota certified used vehicles. Buy with zero down. Company owned Camrys just released. Save thousands while they last. And credit help is always available with our on-site finance experts. Plus, get a free trade appraisal. Get to the big used car store on Nicholasville before the inventory runs out. Vehicles priced under 10 grand are now available. You must act now. Supplies are limited. Hurry to the big used car store on Nicholasville, right across from
Toyota Nicholasville.
The big Toyota store.
Where price sells cars.
Toyota on Nicholasville.com.
With approved credit, financing is $1,749 per month for 1,000 borrowed with zero down. Example 05 Toyota Sienna, XLE stock number T680028A. Sale price $6,500, $649 dealer fee plus tax, tag, and title. Subject to prior sale, expires month end.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSpets.org.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
That's sad.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
And of course, yesterday, this marks the end of the season.
Is it that hard to say goodbye to yesterday when you're going to make millions of dollars?
It's hard for me to say goodbye.
It's hard for us.
This is more about us.
Naturally.
This is about John Higgins and the UK fan base.
It's hard to say goodbye.
So we said goodbye to at least 6 Wildcats. When you throw in Derek Willis and Dominique Hawkins.
Michael Mulder.
7. Michael Mulder.
Mm. You have hope that Bam comes back. That's why you said 6.
Right. Also, once he missed that layup, Michael Mulder was dead to me.
You mean once he went over 5?
Yeah. Right? But the layup was the real killer.
Sorry, Mike.
I'm just kidding. So, yes, I forgot about him.
Apparently, you won't be coming to the show.
Michael Walzer, Derek Willis, Dominique Hawkins, and then the four that announced. I think we all knew Isaiah Briscoe. Once the season started, he was not staying beyond this year, no matter what happened. I mean, he was just not.
Now, again, Chad Ford said, he's gone, but I don't know if he should be. I don't think he's ready.
No,
and I think everyone agrees with
that. Everyone agrees with that.
But it was kind of a known factor that he was just...
This was it. Yeah. What could he do in coming back another year? I understand, like, improving his shot.
He dropped a triple-double.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Especially in the, you know, in Kentucky basketball history, there's only been...
Three.
With one with an asterisk, right? Because...
It's still in the books.
It is. And it should stay in the books. Because they would have kept him in.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
Yeah. He would have gotten it regardless. But, he worked on his shot.
He did.
He listened to those in the know last offseason who said, you need to go back for another year. You know, I think he desperately wanted to leave last year. And he heard from enough people, listen, it's not, you've got to do some stuff. And he came back and it was still like almost every time he shot the ball that wasn't in the paint, I was like, no. But sometimes it went in, but you know, for the most part, I'm like, don't take that shot. He had still, it's not where it needs to be, but I don't know that it would be where it needs to be if he were here another year.
Who knows? We'll throw the stats at you since we talked shooting, improved shooting. Overall field goal percentage up from 44 to 47. Free throw percentage up from 46. What?
Yeah.
To 64. 3-point attempts, well, ones he made, up from 5 to 17. We don't give percentages. That's when you don't want to use the percentage, you just give the number made.
But he had that streak where he hit like 6 of 7 or something like that. So,
so stuff did go up.
But he was, he's just, his name is not really anywhere on draft boards.
No.
So this is just, but I also think that might be the exact same thing that would happen next year. So I'm good with him chasing his dream. I don't,
absolutely.
You know, I think they're two totally different players, but he may be going the Dakari Johnson route.
Or an Alex Poitras route. I mean, now I know Alex, didn't leave early, but that type of player.
Yeah. I mean,
he goes the Darius Miller route. Makes good money playing overseas in Europe.
Yeah. I mean, he's not Malik Monk or De'Aaron Fox. That's just not him. But listen, as much as I can remember since Cal has been here, this will be the most new team. Don't you feel like? I mean, this upcoming
when you
next
lose
year.
Willis Hawkins, especially. You know, and I know Mulder didn't play a ton, but the fact that he got more PT than Sam Malone or Brian Long.
Yeah.
Means the fact, okay, so we're actually losing someone who could have played as opposed to when Sam and Brian left.
Yes.
Okay, like whatever, a couple walk-ons just walked away.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be filled in, but Jared Vanderbilt, Quade Green, Nick Richards, PJ Washington, all signs point to Mo Bamba coming.
And then this
potentially this transfer from Pitt.
Yeah.
Cam Johnson. If Bam comes back, then the big question mark becomes if you get Wenyen to stay, Sasha Clea Jones and Isaac. You're stacked.
Yeah. No, I mean, if Mo Bamba comes to Kentucky.
Number one gosh, preseason.
Yeah. But once again, we are going to have to say, like, they're going to be up there, a top three preseason team. And you're just going to have to let it ride itself out and wait, right? Because it's February and March, man.
Are you of the crew that believes Cal has underachieved at Kentucky in terms of winning national championships?
I don't want to say the word underachieved. I think they should have won the national championship in 2015.
Right.
I mean, there's no...
How would you
There's
disagree?
No doubt. They That's, probably should have won it in 2010 when they didn't even go to the Final Four.
Right.
But they were far and away the best team in America that year.
Yes.
But that's part of the NCAA tournament. Now, I mean...
The Julius Randle team and...
But that was a surprise.
Kind of short, but...
Yeah.
Once you get there and everybody's saying, okay, great, you're playing UConn, they don't have a guy over 6'6", we're golden. Not so much.
Even the other year that UConn won it.
Yeah,
you know,
that
the,
beats the Final Four team. Again, a team that overachieved. Nobody had Brandon Knight and company going that far.
But
once you get there, why don't you just do it?
Yeah.
Right? That's what UK fans think.
And I do agree with that to a certain extent. Really, the only really troubling one to me is 2015.
Because it was cut and dry.
It was.
Let's be honest, and I have no qualms that they lost to a rec league team.
Well, and they're
in comparison of talent.
They are two wins away from being the greatest college basketball team in the history of college basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how good they were. And, I mean, we talk about it endlessly, but it's like it's three straight shot. Like, everyone would rather lose going down shooting. Like, to lose that way when you've got Tyler Ulis and Devin Booker on the bench.
But is that the was that a scenario of too much talent?
I don't think that was a scenario of too much talent. I think that was a scenario.
They don't know what to do with themselves.
I think that's a scenario of too much loyalty on Cal's part,
which he's admitted.
But no
underachieving.
I wouldn't say. You know, we're always in it.
And that's what
I'd
you
rather
want, right?
Always be in it. And I always think who else is in it more?
No one. Is the answer, because Coach Cal has the most NCAA tournament victories since he came to Lexington.
But I will say, like, so North Carolina was in the championship game last year. They win it this year. I would assume they lose quite a bit off of this team, because Kennedy Meeks has got to be a senior, right? Jeez Louise. Justin Jackson will leave. Isaiah Hicks. So there's guys that will be gone from that team, and I don't know who they have coming in, but... you know, you got to look at, like, the Dukes, the Kansases. I guess Duke has won one more championship since Cal has been here than he has. I don't know. I wouldn't say underachieved. I wouldn't use that word. But there have been a lot of missed opportunities.
But the
opportunity has been there.
Yeah.
And I'd rather that every single time.
And are you okay with taking an NIT year? If you miss, you know, on a class, you think you have a guy in Ryan Harrow, Archie Goodwin kind of went on his own path.
No, I mean, I'm
there.
Not okay with taking an NIT year.
But it, in theory, could happen, right? Like, if you lose seven guys this year, and what if the crew coming in doesn't pan out, or what if Bamba doesn't come, and Bam stays in the draft, and all of a sudden you have Isaac Humphries as your starter.
Well, and truly that year, honestly, it was, I think it was more Nerland's injury than anything.
If you lose one piece of that puzzle and you're not as deep, uh-oh could happen.
Yeah. I don't think it will. We're not going to jinx that. Have you watched Quade Green play much?
Just the McDonald's game and then a little bit in, he didn't play in the Hoop Summit, but a little bit of his practice before everything.
So. Does he remind you? Who does he remind you of?
I've always hated
that
comparing
question.
Guys. I mean, I think he could be a little like Tyler Ulis, but Tyler Ulis is arguably the best point guard that's played under John Calipari, right?
Yeah.
I mean, John Wall's in the mix, but Tyler, you got 2 years of him, so I think you saw him a little more. Now you're seeing what he's doing in the league, and he's able to translate, and
isn't
everybody doubted him.
Isn't that crazy?
Keep doubting the little guy. He'll just bark at your stomach.
And I really think that's, you know, where Quade gets the comparison, just because he's not, you know, he's not De'Aaron Fox's size and speed, right, or John Wall's size and speed. But I, you know, I definitely trust Cal's judgment when it comes to point guards.
It'd be great to get a couple more guards just because you're losing so many.
And that's, I think, why Cam Johnson is...
You have to take a transfer if he's the best available option.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he's become a priority.
Give me the guy.
Yeah. All right, we'll get into a little bit more UK football on the other side of the break. They are having an open practice for the media, not an open practice for fans. But we are a week away, less than a week away from the blue-white game. And so we will chat about them coming up next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Now is the best time to increase your business's productivity and reduce costs, because Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business. So now you can get 60 meg internet for just $59.99 per month. That's over 10 times faster than 6 meg DSL for less. Add Spectrum Business Voice and get unlimited long distance and advanced calling features for only $29.99 a month per line. And best of all, now there are no contracts ever. So call 866-285-2389. You'll get faster internet for just $59.99 per month. Advanced voice for only $29.99 a month per line. Over 99.9% network reliability and no contracts. Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business. So call 866-285-2389 today. That's 866-285-2389. Call now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. That means my engine light's on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook. CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
Don't kid yourself. Sex trafficking and substance abuse is happening right here at home. But there is hope. Women can find shelter in the Unshackled Long-Term Safe House with 7 to 9 months of recovery time. Our mission is to restore their lives through love and support. But we can't do it without your help. We need partners and volunteers. Support Unshackled at our second annual gala at the Lyric Theater, Saturday, April 15th. Buy tickets online for only $25 at LexingtonLyricTix.com or call 859-280-2218. And you can help change a life.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day, but you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Josh asked me yesterday if I had some songs that I wanted played today.
Silly question.
I was the de facto DJ picking the playlist.
DJ.
No Scrubs was one of the songs I picked.
Is that on the all-time playlist then? Because it's older, so it's not like it's...
Right,
you know, it's... Like, ooh, it's just hot right now.
Just, you know, just has special meaning to me.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it hits home.
Fair enough.
It hits home. And so I like to think TLC tells my story.
Yeah.
In that
Don't
song.
Go Chasing Waterfalls, too? Is
that in the mix? Not as much no. as that one.
Just pretty much Scrubs. Okay.
Yep. No Scrubs.
All right.
Masters coming up this afternoon on ESPN Radio 1300.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right? WLXG.com. You can get the app. And listen to it. Listen to us. Listen to the Masters. Then listen to the Legends all on your phone. It's 2017. You can do those kind of things.
Amazing.
Dustin Johnson. Trips and falls. Air quotes.
I'm off the Dustin Johnson. Like, just get along.
Yeah.
At this point,
He's a train wreck.
Yes.
And he's the best golfer, one of the best golfers out there. But he's an absolute train wreck.
Just call it. Just head out.
Yeah.
Don't try it anymore.
So is there someone that you're pulling for?
I mean, I like Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, he's...
I know he's... I don't know what the deal is. And I don't know what... Is it in his head? Because the dude was the golfer.
And I know, but is that like... What he did that year is impossible. You know, it's incredible. True. So the expectations...
The bar is on him now, right? And that's... Is it fair? Who knows? Probably not. Up to everyone to decide on their own, I guess. But I'm a big Jordan Spieth guy. I just like him.
Yeah, I love him.
Seems like a good dude.
I like Ricky Fowler a lot.
You're a Ricky fan.
Yeah.
I was going to say Ricky, yeah. The nephew loves Ricky Fowler.
And he's right in there.
He is.
Right in the mix.
I like Justin Thomas. I mean, guys that don't have real shots at this thing, but Justin Thomas.
Yeah, of course.
Cernex High School.
Fred Couples is always like in the mix at the Masters, no matter what. Like, he will be wheelchaired out there. He will be and through 2 days at the Masters, he'll still be on the leaderboard.
Yeah,
it's clockwork.
I guess you've got the experience of playing there.
He always fades away, like you know,
it's
Saturday and Sunday.
Tuckered out.
Yeah, he does, but it's fun. He's always in there the first 2 days. Okay, so UK football practice. Is it surprising to you that there is so much interest and so much talk about Drew Barker and where's he at in his rehab and recovery and all that, when to me it's a foregone conclusion that Steven Johnson's your starter? I don't think there's any question.
It's just a storyline, right? I mean, it's just something to talk about. I think even for fans, we all know Steven Johnson's the guy. You don't go beat Louisville at Louisville at the end of the regular season, take the team to a bowl game when it looked so bleak so early with Drew Barker as the guy behind center. And I know everything else changes too, right? Other people step up, defense changes, Stoops takes it over. You know, there's a lot that
goes on. Benny Snell emerges. Yeah.
Yeah. So is it fair to put it on? No, but we've always said that the quarterback, and Drew's even said it himself, quarterback gets too much credit when things go good and gets too much blame when things go bad.
But it is the most important
position.
But
guess what? That's what happened. You're injured. He's still not 100%. You know, they're still tailoring some stuff for him to make sure he can kind of get into the mix a little bit. But I don't know if it was a slip up. Darren Henshaw kind of mentioned, Gunnar Hoke, when they were just talking about other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Didn't even mention Drew Barker. Gunnar Hoke's looking good. Sorry, what?
Yeah.
No, you mean Drew Barker? Drew's looking good too.
Yeah.
Like one of those kind of gave you the heads up that we might be going with Gunnar Hoke at the two spot. And Drew might be playing third.
I am always, regardless of the situation, pretty much opposed to running a two quarterback system no matter what. And I don't think that this staff wants to do that. It's crazy that this is the first time since Mark Stoops has been here that he will have the same offensive staff 2 years in a row.
Yeah, from top to bottom, because Neil was here too.
Was he?
Yeah. Neil was here too. Then Dawson.
Then Graham.
And then Graham.
Okay.
Neil might have been here. Was Shannon here 2 years?
No.
No. Neil might have been here 3.
No, because this will be the 5th year. He's only been here.
Yeah.
Stoops only been here 4 years.
Yeah. 2 grand. Two okay. Brown, 1 Dawson, 2 grand.
Still, it's a lot of change in the offense in 4 years.
First time he's really had a quarterback controversy, I would say. I mean, I know Toles, Barker, but it wasn't as much as like when we had Hartline, Morgan Newton.
Ryan Mosikowski.
Oh, man.
No, Hartline and Newton, I think, were, you know, that
it
was
it seemed like
that
every
was a battle.
Year it was the same question with Joker and his, okay, who's the
and
guy?
And then it was Jalen Whitlow
guy?
And...
Who's the guy?
Who was the other person?
Toles was in that mix.
With Jalen Whitlow?
Wasn't he? Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, I just... The sample size of Drew Barker that we've seen is so small. And I know there's always an allure to the backup quarterback, which he's now the de facto backup quarterback. You know, he's not, I don't think he's ever going to be a starter here. Where does Danny Clark factor into all that?
Now, they did say that he was, you know, they kind of mentioned him as the slower guy. Like, he's just kind of getting his grasp right now on college life, trying to get him the packages, get him the offense, but he's going to have to develop. Maybe he'll take a little bit more in the fall, but it seemed like Gunnar Hoke was kind of the dude.
That,
and then where does Walker Wood fit in?
I just don't think Walker's going to be a quarterback here.
No, not if they keep getting other guys, too.
Yeah, I just think, and I think Walker's willing to do something else.
Yeah.
I think he is. 1 hour in the books. We will be back here and take your phone calls, 381-1313, on the Dana Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Bank's floor covering.
You have a cell phone there.
Why would you need a cell phone?
So I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere, Derek.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks with all their flooring needs, but we don't need you calling every day.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We do have something for everyone. Bank's floor covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
McLane Grocery in Nicholasville is hiring full case selectors positions to work Monday through Friday, making $14 per hour. If you're looking for steady work at a competitive hourly rate with medical benefits and 401k, please apply online at McLaneCumberlandJobs.com. That's McLaneCumberlandJobs.com. McLane Grocery in Nicholasville is hiring full case selector positions to work Monday through Friday, making $14 an hour. Apply now at McLaneCumberlandJobs.com. McLane is an equal opportunity employer. Spring is here. It's time to give your home or office a fresh start. Let the Cleaning Authority take your cleaning stress away by giving you a first-class cleaning experience. The Cleaning Authority is one of the largest home and office cleaning companies in Lexington because they get great results with high customer satisfaction. Their references will tell you they put you first in all they do. The Cleaning Authority staff are bonded professionals, so you can rest assured your home or office is in good hands. Call us for a free estimate at 859-309-1313. That's 859-309-1313. Or check us out on the web at thecleaningauthority.com/Lexington. It's time for spring cleaning. Start it off right by getting your office or home cleaned by the pros. Call the Cleaning Authority and let them take care of this for you. Now that spring is here, it's the perfect time to call them for your first-class cleaning experience. Call 859-309-1313. The Cleaning Authority. We make life easier.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
The Dan Le Batard Show, now 10 to 1 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Sergio Garcia, Ricky Fowler, Charlie Hoffman, and Thomas Peters all tied atop the leaderboard at the Masters. This is just the second time ever, and first since 1973. There is a four-way tie for the lead at the Masters after 36 holes. One key for Fowler and Garcia, both seeking their first major championship, is that they are playing well, notes ESPN's Andy North.
Ricky is going to get one. He's been playing well. He's coming off of a third place last week at Houston. He's got a lot of confidence. He won at Honda. But I think Sergio is the guy that has the most interesting story. He's very happy with his life. He's getting married later on. He's maybe gotten past some of the demons he had early in his career. And I really expect him to have a great weekend.
Justin Rose, three back. Jordan Spieth, Phil Mickelson, four off the lead. Stay tuned to SportsCenter throughout the day for the latest from Augusta National. NBA, Kevin Durant sidelined the last 19 games because of an injured left knee. Slated to return to the Warriors lineup tonight against the Pelicans, Golden State has won 13 straight games. One night after resting Kawhi Leonard, LaMarcus Aldridge, Danny Green, Manu Ginobili, and Pau Gasol, the Spurs welcome the Clippers tonight, 7:30 Eastern ESPN Radio, 8:30 Eastern on ABC. Cavaliers point guard Kyrie Irving admitting to reporters his surgically repaired left knee has been bothering him and it flared up in last night's loss to the Hawks. Irving said he wasn't sure if a day of rest was the answer. Coach Ty Lue said his goal is to rest Kyrie and LeBron once the Cavs lock off the top seed in the West. Cleveland has a one-game lead on the Celtics. Magic number to clinch the one seed in the conference is 2.
Adrian Gonzalez, Corey Seager, and the Dodgers collide with Joe Maddon and the defending World Series champion Cubs in a rematch of last season's NLCS. Dodgers-Cubs, Monday at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Jimmy John's World's Greatest Gourmet Sandwiches, Ed speaking.
Yes, I need a sandwich delivery right away.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't care. Just get it to 215 Elm Street right now.
I'm on my way!
Jimmy John's.
Thanks for getting here so fast.
You're welcome, sir. Here's your sandwich. By the way, did you know your house is on fire?
That's why I called Jimmy John's.
Fire makes you hungry?
No, I knew you'd get here fast. Grab a bucket.
We're going to need more than two guys, sir.
You're right. What do we do?
Leave it to me, sir.
Hello?
Hello, boss? Send everyone you got to 215 Elm.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what kind of sandwich, sir. I'll explain later.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire? Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Fire department.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your...
It's okay, Captain. We got it handled. Care for a sandwich?
Thanks, but tell me something.
Shoot.
Why didn't you call the fire department first?
I did.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fresh. Freaky fast.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. It's absolutely crazy. I can tell you this. When I had to file a claim, I did, and my rates didn't go up. And if you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins and you lose. Don't fall for this age-old trick. If you really want to save money on your premiums, bid them out every year. I guarantee you then you will save money. The insurance companies don't want you to hear this either. Be smart. Protect your family and your future, not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Alex Risen from ABC 36 is filling in for Dan this whole weekend. I think Dan's enjoying a little spring break time.
Is he on the road? He didn't tell me. I didn't ask.
Oh, no. I think he left a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Because I asked him if he would still do all of the show prep.
And he said...
He said no.
Are you kidding me?
He's like, yeah, I do it all by myself every weekend anyways. Like, can you handle one weekend? I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
It seems like you put a lot into it.
I mean, I printed out these things over here.
I know. You came prepared.
I had more notes. I didn't even get to say my It's Your Nickel note for the Bluegrass Stakes.
Let's hear it
because it's very exciting. Kenny McPeak, trainer, It's Your Nickel. One of the longer shots in today's Troy Bluegrass Stakes. Keelan. He is the only trainer that has a chance at repeating at winning both Bluegrass Stakes and Central Bank Ashland in the same year. He won it in 2002 with Harlan's Holiday for the Bluegrass and Take Charge a Lady in the Central Bank Ashland. He has Daddy's Little Darling in the Ashland and It's Your Nickel in the Bluegrass Stakes. He won it back in 2002, so could be the first trainer to repeat in the same year.
Listen to that.
You just got nuggets.
That is, dropping knowledge.
Boom. Six trainers in all have won it in the same year.
But he'd be the first one to do it again.
Be the first one to repeat. Man, because the other ones don't really have two horses in those races anymore. Like Dwayne Lucas was one of them. Not exactly training horses. You know, for the Central Bank Ashland these days.
Well, it's a great card out at Keeneland today. It always is on Bluegrass Stakes Day. It was a great decision
to move it up, make it a bigger race again, even though it was downgraded to a grade two.
Yeah. I didn't ever understand how that worked.
Now you know.
Now I know. Thanks to Todd Schrupp. And if you weren't with us at the beginning of our last hour, the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes is now a grade two race because it's been 10 years since a winner of the Bluegrass Stakes went on to win the Derby. But I just don't...
look, that's a terrible way to do that.
That doesn't even make sense.
Horse racing people, the Derby is the most ridiculous race to handicap.
Yes.
Way too many horses in the thing. So who's to say that the best horse hasn't come out of the Bluegrass Stakes before? I know it's...
So how do you decide that the Travers is a grade one because...
This is just pointless.
Yeah. All right.
Some of the biggest trainers, you know, Bob Baffert, you know, like, well, I don't want to be in it. So how is it a grade one if one of the biggest trainers says, I don't want to be a part of it? You know, oh, it's a terrible race for me. I don't like it. So I'm out. Oh, let's make it a grade two because he's keeping his horses out of it.
So it seems so arbitrary.
$1 million grade two.
I know it seems like a million years ago, but did you watch the national championship game?
Yeah. I forgot it was this week.
Yeah, it was Monday.
I thought it was last week.
I know.
Long week.
It does. It seems like forever ago, but since we've been on the air, the national championship has happened.
Yeah. How about that?
I wanted Gonzaga to win. I'll be honest.
Of course you did.
I mean, everyone did. I think everyone did.
Mark Few says he doesn't have a monkey on his back. I don't know if you remember hearing, you know, pre-national championship, I don't have a monkey on my back. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
It's winning a
championship. I do think it's off. I think it was going to the Final Four. But that, to me, was more of a monkey on his back, not getting to the Final Four.
Yeah. Is there...
He still has a little bit of a monkey on his face.
is there now an expectation, though, that...
Yeah, of course.
Okay, hey, you've been there.
Yeah,
so
of course. And I think until he got to the Final Four, like no one's brackets had Gonzaga in the Final Four because everyone just assumed
they'll lose in the
Sweet
16
or the Elite
Eight,
at some point. Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I think he just had to get to the Final Four.
It legitimizes them as a national program that will be in the mix.
Yeah, I think there will still be those people that say, well, look who they had to beat to get there. And even in the Final Four game, South Carolina. You know? But they were
right. South Carolina beat the teams.
Yeah, they did. They did beat the teams.
Because what if Gonzaga beats Duke? Right? Oh, that's legitimate,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
South Carolina beat Duke.
Yeah. After being down double digits, they came
Duke
back.
Duke wasn't as good as everybody thought.
Yeah, well.
South Carolina. Frank Martin. I was a bouncer, now I'm bouncing you. That's what's up. Get out. It's my turn.
It's karma. Yeah, I loved that story. I mean, I loved that they were there. If we couldn't be there, I like that they were there.
Of all the teams, though, right?
I know.
Not Florida.
No.
Not Kentucky.
South Carolina. I know. Listen, Russell Westbrook was going for history last night. Now, he did... His season average will be
a triple-double. Not bad.
He's still only the second person to ever do
Oscar
that
Robertson.
Besides the Big O. But he could have broken the record of triple-doubles last night. But you know who was guarding him?
Go ahead.
Devin Booker.
Yeah, Devin Booker.
Yeah, always known for his defense.
Whose name is synonymous with defense.
he said he took it personally. To not let Russ get the triple-double.
You should take it personally every night.
Yes, yeah. Look how good you'd be.
Devin.
Maybe Phoenix would be better.
Yeah.
But he scored 37 points, Devin Booker did, and held Russell Westbrook to 23 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists. I took it personally that he would not get those last two assists.
I took it personally and shut him down. But did win. Phoenix did.
Yeah.
So that's good, too.
So now he can actually celebrate after a win instead
of
a
loss. Which
is nice.
Down night for him, 37 points.
I mean, who was it? Was it Colin Cowherd that said?
I'm sure. Yeah, I don't
know. That John Calipari's NBA talent has been underwhelming.
Yeah. Underwhelming by beating the crap out of everyone else.
I mean, it's remarkable.
Give me a team of just former Kentucky players.
Well, that's the Phoenix Suns or the Sacramento Kings.
I need some big dudes. Yeah, put them together. How about Scal? Did you see the block ran the floor like a gazelle and then threw it down last night and Cal was in the crowd?
I looked up
at the board like, well, that would have been nice.
Right. Where was that last year?
Wish you would have put on some muscle earlier.
Yeah. That's why you probably leave if you're...
Exactly. let me go get into their system, their program. I'm going to mature. I know I'm putting on muscle. I'm going to fill in the body. And Scal looks all of a sudden like, I don't know. I mean, if you put him side by side, but he kind of looks Anthony Davis-like. You know, just the body type, that type of length. Not exactly like...
And look how much Anthony has bulked up.
Yeah, but
he... I mean, his body is completely different than when he was here.
Yeah. Now, he was better at the
He's still level, and he's better at the pro level.
Yes.
Obviously. He's one of the top five players.
But clearly, when you actually, you know, like, hit puberty, you can grow. How about that? That's neat.
Listen, Malik Monk yesterday won the Jerry West Award for the top shooting guard in America. And I saw that the men's basketball team tweeted out, Malik Monk becomes the first Kentucky men's basketball player to win this award. And I was sitting there next to my husband. He's like, why do you always tell me these things? Like, I don't care. Because, you know, he loves Louisville and hates Kentucky. I'm like, I'm just telling you. Kentucky's never had a Jerry West Award winner before. And John's like, yeah, that award's been around for like 3 years. I'm like, oh, no, it hasn't. And then I looked and, no, it hadn't only been around for 2 years.
Yeah.
So they made this big deal like it was the first Kentucky player to do it. Yeah, the only other players who've ever won it are Buddy Hield and D'Angelo Russell.
Here's the thing about awards. They mean nothing.
I think the Wooden Award does. And like, I think Tyler Ulis winning best point guard.
Like, I'm a fan of them, but does it take, like, if Tyler Ulis didn't win it, does it really take anything away from the people who think, yeah, Tyler Ulis is the best point guard?
No, of course not. But I do, I mean, it means something.
Nice to get recognition, but at the same time, like, whatever.
Do you think, like,
give me the award.
Would you say the Heisman is the only one that means something then?
I'm not even, I'm...
It does, because for the rest of your life, you are Heisman Trophy winner such and such.
Like, I need to say.
Like, in 6 months, no one will say Jerry West Award winner Malik Monk. In 6 days, no one will say that. But...
He won that award.
But in your but in your lifetime, you will always be a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah. It's a big deal, but I don't know if it... I'm not saying it... I don't necessarily think it validates you as, you know, you were so much better than the guys who were finalists for it, to be honest. I mean, I think that there's some other guys that could be in the mix for finalist awards across the board, and that they're just as good. And sometimes you're picking... I like apples versus oranges, but it's all
fruit. Yeah, of course. I mean, that's like the Oscars. It's all subjective.
Right. I'm just not an award guy.
Yeah.
Here's the laundry list of awards for Malik Monk.
That's like 15.
Yeah, it's pretty stout. How about this, though? The Sporting News put him on the second team All-America. So the nation's best shooting guard is second team, according to the Sporting News. Like, what? Doesn't it just sound silly, though?
Yeah, I guess when you put it that way. But you know what stinks is it just wasn't all there in the postseason.
No, it wasn't there a lot in the end of the regular season. I mean, he was in a shooting slump for a while, and I'm not sure he ever came out of it.
You know,
But his defense significantly improved.
Yes, and his hustle and his effort, look, you know, all of that. I am not around these players anymore. Like you know, you get to be around them. I'm not at all. Malik was on Hey Kentucky the other night, and I brought Sam in, my son, into the studio to meet him. What a sweet kid.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
And he's a kid. He is a kid.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And
they're
just
all kids.
The nicest kid. He couldn't have been cooler to Sam. He seemed so sweet. And,
This
not
team, I felt like,
more.
Had that bad rap, you know, for a little while. I don't really like the players, this and that. De'Aaron Fox, great kid. Briscoe.
Bam.
I know a lot of people, oh, Briscoe was tough to interview. No, he wasn't. Not really. Not for me.
Yeah.
They obviously
heard it, because that was such a big thing, even in all their statements that they released.
Yeah.
You know, which obviously they all have help writing and crafting those statements. But in every single one, Bam, Malik, De'Aaron, and Briscoe, it was, all we did was care about winning.
And they did.
But I feel like they had all heard that...
You don't care enough.
You don't care enough. All right, we got to get to a break, and then we're going to get to Dave on the line here. Hold on for me, Dave. You are next on the Dana Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I can't tell you how ridiculous it is.
Mike and Mike.
Lexi Thompson was cruising to what looked like it was going to be an easy victory. This is an absolute friggin' joke that you let people at home dictate your sport. It's an embarrassment, and you know what? It can be stopped immediately. It is an absolute positive joke that they allow viewers to dictate what goes on that course. I hate it.
Mike and Mike
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Over 40 fresh trades under $10,000 have just arrived at the big used car store on Nicholasville. Get financing as low as 1.9% for 60 months on Toyota certified used vehicles. Buy with zero down. Company owned Camrys just released. Save thousands while they last. And credit help is always available with our on-site finance experts. Plus, get a free trade appraisal. Get to the big used car store on Nicholasville before the inventory runs out. Vehicles priced under 10 grand are now available. You must act now. Supplies are limited. Hurry to the big used car store on Nicholasville. Right across from
Toyota Nicholasville.
The big Toyota store.
Where price sells cars.
ToyotaOnNicholasville.com.
With approved credit, financing is $17.49 per month for 1,000 borrowed with zero down. Example 05 Toyota Sienna. XLE stock number T68028A. Sale price $6,500. $649 dealer fee plus tax, tag, and title. Subject to prior sale. Expires month end.
Home ownership is truly the American dream. And at Bluegrass Land Title, we can help make that dream come true for you.
If buying or refinancing your home, you, the borrower, have the right to choose your closing company. Control your transaction to ensure that it is handled with the utmost care. Choose Bluegrass Land Title and enjoy a smooth, seamless process that is handled by local professionals who have your interest in mind.
Learn more at BluegrassLandTitle.com or visit one of our offices in Lexington, Louisville, and Elizabethtown.
The timeless elegance of Oriental rugs. The perfect foundation for any decor. Whether it's the formal beauty of a dining room or the soft comfort of a family room. Kazai Rug Outlet has the largest selection in the Midwest and a 100% lifetime trade-in policy. That's right, a 100% lifetime trade-in policy. If you buy a qualifying hand knotted at Kazai Rug today and change colors next year, you can bring it back and get 100% of what you paid as in-store credit at any time. Come see us at Kazai Rug Outlet in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Kazai Rugs. We make luxury affordable.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Love another me some gin blossoms.
Okay.
Love the gin blossoms. Saw them at Oktoberfest this year.
Oh.
It was, they were awesome. That's a very collegey 90s thing for me. You don't even remember the 90s, Alex, but I was in college then.
I do remember them, but I was just a little younger.
Yeah.
Like walking in pull-ups.
Oh, boy. It's always fun having you on, brother. Always fun.
It's good being here.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Dave on the line. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
We're good. We're good.
I'm just, you know, running around, taking care of stuff. And then I hear John is hating as usual.
As usual. Like, no surprise, right? No surprise.
I was like, let me go ahead and call in. John Hayden. I'm from the... Make sure that when you go home, tell him I take what I would hate.
Let me tell you how he reacted when Louisville got ousted in the tournament.
Oh, he threw a fit. I know he did.
Right. Like, couldn't believe it. But then he's like, you know what? I'm glad it's over because otherwise I get too nervous. It makes me too nervous. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, you're just glad they lost? I hope they never make the tournament again then so you don't have any nerves.
I don't want you to be nervous.
Yeah, I'd hate for you to have those nerves. Yeah. I hope they just completely... miss the tournament every year from here on out.
Hey, but you know what, though? When your team gets put out, everybody has, like, a coping mechanism. You try to say something to make you feel better.
He does.
You know, like, I mean, when you came lost, I was hating on the referees. I was like, oh, that one ref stop trying to get us. But, you know, at the end of the day, we still had opportunities to win, though. But
now, Dave, I don't have to worry about you being, like, charged with a felony or anything, right?
No, I'm not. No death threats. No death threats. And if I was, you know, I wouldn't incriminate myself.
Right. You plead the fifth on that bad boy.
Yeah, but I forget what, I don't know what game it was or where it was. But you said it was like before the game, you was like, raindrop, drip drop. I love Malik Monk's jump shot.
Yes.
I was weak.
And so my son got a picture with him the other day, and I texted John and I said, raindrop, drop top, we got a Malik Monk photo op.
Oh, love it. But y'all have a good day. I just want to tell John quit hating, and the raindrop, drop top, Malik Monk's jump top.
Thanks, Dave. John won't quit hating, but that's part of what I love about him. Because for the most part, we win. And this is like the first year where I've been like, football.
Yeah.
Beat you.
Sorry. And the Batman. Like, every game, I feel like the Kentucky. All right, take Florida out of the mix.
Mm-hmm.
On the road. Because Kentucky just didn't show up. I mean, UCLA, they were up. Kansas, up late. Up by 12 late, weren't they? I think they're up 12. Gets away from them. Up on the road. In the Center.
Yeah.
Then it gets away from them. It's like, man, you guys had it. They could have just closed
against North Carolina.
Yeah.
They let them go on that 12-0 run.
And then just kind of disappear.
I know.
Weird.
So frustrating. So frustrating. What do you take away from this team? What is your memory of this group? Now that it's over. We have kind of had a chance to look back. We know most of them will not be here again next year. What do you take from this team?
I think it was like almost every team. It's an unfair expectation. An unfair bar is placed so early. Just because, the first time that I think Fox was compared to Yulis, and then the thought of, and he's even bigger, right? Like he's a taller, faster.
I heard all the John Wall stuff. Yeah.
But just the speed, the quickness, his ability, and he can get to the rack, but he also has a decent jump shot. And it was this, oh my gosh, like this is the guy. This is the greatest point guard to ever live. And it's that way every year. Just people need to calm it down. I know it's a new team, so there's a lot of excitement every year of what do we have? Who's this? Oh my gosh, let's get all excited. But just settle down early on. Let it get into February and March. Like you said, that's when it really matters.
And Cal does have a history of, you can go through some bumps in the road.
It's okay.
And don't jump off the ship, because come March, that ship usually gets righted.
Yeah. It's at least going in the right direction where you're in the mix. The one and not done promo has run several times, by the way. Just a reminder.
Yeah.
Just a
subtle
reminder.
So they've rented out the Kentucky Theater for tomorrow night, or for Monday night.
Yeah. We'll be there. I'll be there, I guess. Do you want to come?
Yeah, I didn't get invited.
We can work that out.
I mean,
if you really want to go.
I host a show on the ESPN affiliate in Lexington, but
I think we can make that happen.
No. I do have a DVR Thursday when it airs for all of us lay people to see. But I am excited because, there's been some advanced screenings of it. And so I've heard and read some stuff. And
some people,
I can't wait to see it.
We actually had a few calls at the station. They were, you're just wanting to spout off to anybody that will pick up the phone and listen to them. And most of these people that have called are, I can't believe they're even doing that. It's just going to be bashing Cal. And I'm like, well, no, I don't think that's it at all. It's kind of about him and his success, really. So I don't know where this misconception of it's another bashing, national media bashing in quotation marks of Cal and the program and how he runs things. But somehow a few people have gotten that thought. I don't know.
And I do believe that Marcus Camby and Derrick Rose and that stuff, they're definitely a big part.
Huge.
Of the 30 for 30. But that's a part of Cal's story. I mean, it is. It or not, that's part of it. I do think that this is also going to, it's going to reflect a lot of good in Cal as well.
Oh, yeah. Look, hey,
They're doing this for a reason, right? Because he is who he is. Like, they never do 30 for 30s on people that are still doing what they're doing.
No. It's kind of unheard of.
Yeah.
There's no Roy Williams 30 for 30. There's no Coach K 30 for 30.
No. And someday there will be, but sure. Not while they're still coaching.
Yeah, this is still happening.
But probably not one on Roy Williams, because how boring would that be? He's awful.
You could just run some interesting sound bites and try to figure out what he's talking about.
I'd rather have a 30 for 30 on the fake Twitter account, Dagum Roy.
That's it.
It's probably only about a 15-20 minute show.
You just gave away a really good 30 for 30 idea on Twitter accounts.
Yeah, that was a good... My other favorite one, and since it's such a big horse racing day, is Not the Toddster, the fake Todd Pletcher account. Which sounds like we're going way too deep into the woods to have a fake Todd Pletcher account, but it is actually pretty funny.
He's big time, though.
Yeah, and I do follow that.
TP's big time.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach Cal's got a few out there that are fakes.
Yeah.
I haven't found one that I loved yet.
No. I couldn't even name, off the top of my head, I couldn't name some of the fake ones either.
But, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to seeing that on Thursday night and to, you know, getting your reaction and people's reaction, because I do think, I mean, it's unprecedented to have ESPN's flagship thing be focused on someone that is still doing what they're doing. And honestly, like, it's so huge for us here, but nationally, college basketball, aside from the NCAA tournament, just isn't a big draw. It just isn't.
No.
But their biggest, highest-rated games involve, you know, Kentucky. And so you want something that has a national broad appeal. College basketball ain't it, but John Calipari is. And that says a lot about him.
ESPN gets it, too.
Yeah.
And Cal gets it.
Yeah.
He's the master of marketing, and that's why he has it.
Yeah. And that's why he looks right into the camera and says, "You're going to hate me because I come to my team, come to your town and beat your team." I mean, that gives me goosebumps in every square inch of my body. I just love that so much. Oh. Like, I've got to find out a way to make that my ringtone or something.
The next guy, I feel bad for the next
guy. No,
There's
no next guy. There is no next guy. It will be a letdown no matter who it is.
You can't. You just,
there isn't.
You can't compare.
There is no
next
guy.
I'm sorry, next guy. To those of you who want the job, don't take it.
Yeah.
Be the next guy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Don't be the act that you try to follow this. You can't.
No.
Even if you win, you're a failure. You're a failure.
No. You can't be the next guy.
You're not going to get it as good as he gets it.
No. It's I've often thought about it, because you know he's not going to be here forever. And there is no next guy. I mean, I can fathom some of the names that
you remember
it
Brad
would
Stevens
be.
Was being thrown around.
I think Brad Stevens is an NBA coach. I don't think he returns to college ever.
But, you know, it's always the hot name, and of course, UK wants the best.
Yeah.
But I don't know who you could even put in that spot.
No. And the names of people now, like, it can't be Greg Marshall because his wife's a train wreck. It can't be Sean Miller.
You know, do you hope, like...
But Sean Miller's kind of who I would have...
That type of personality.
Hit. Yeah.
What a Bryce Drew, if he develops a little more, young coach. Could he take that spot higher within the SEC? The SEC all of a sudden is the hotbed of college coaching.
Yeah, I don't.
That's where everybody's going.
Frank Martin?
Ooh. Would he leave South Carolina?
I don't know. Listen, I think anyone leaves anywhere for Kentucky, if they're not already at Duke, Kansas, North Carolina. I really do. But I don't know. There will be no following Cal. Just won't be.
Not that we want to think, but it is. It keeps creeping back up because everything that he does continues to top himself.
I know.
How do you keep topping yourself?
He's got to win another one.
And he will.
I think he feels...
The underachievement thing. I mean, who else had one national championship in that same time span? Joby only had one his entire time.
I just think he's got to win another one.
Tubby only had one. Like, dude's only win one. That other guy is the only one who's won more than one.
Adolf Rupp?
Yeah.
Okay, are we not allowed to say his name? Or?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know, the guy that has, like, the arena named after him.
So Billy was none, right? Okay.
To confirm, yeah.
Just to double check. Sometimes I'm off on my facts. Billy was none. Okay, got it. We're going to take a break and be back here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. We'll take your phone calls, 381-1313 here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Offices Lexington.
Hi, I'm Melissa Kelmes.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Beth.
We are owners of Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio at 301 East Vine Street. Allow us to help you condition your body and mind through Fletcher Pilates and aerial yoga.
We can help correct your posture, invigorate your mind, and elevate your spirit.
Visit mindoverbodystudio.com to schedule your Fletcher Pilates and aerial yoga experience.
Heal your mind and change your body at
Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again. Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Clare. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Clare at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Alex Risen from ABC 36 sitting in for Dan today, who is out for spring break with his family. Are you a podcast guy?
I do not listen to a lot of podcasts. I can't say that. I do.
Okay. Because there's been a lot of talk about S-Town, if you've not listened to the podcast. So I was just wanting to... have you not heard about it?
No.
Josh, no?
Fill me in.
Huh. So it's from the makers of Serial.
Mm-hmm. I do know that.
You have heard of that podcast. Oh, my God.
Well, Josh doesn't count.
No, I didn't.
Not like Kicks Are for Kids.
No, I didn't mean that. Serial makers. By the way, Josh's wife went on vacation, right, without him, and was gone for like a week. So Josh was left to his own devices, and especially in the kitchen.
Oh. Did you burn the house down?
Oh, no. He didn't burn the house down. But this morning I found out that one of the things that he did was just ate an entire box of Cool Whip.
Like on its own?
With a spoon, yeah.
With a spoon.
Well. And I'm probably giving you too much credit. It was not actual Cool Whip. It was generic Cool Whip, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I knew it wasn't even the real stuff.
Ooh. Was it at least not reduced fat? I mean, did you have some sort of...
No, you got to go all the way with that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, at least it didn't taste that bad.
No, it was amazing.
Reduced fat, Cool Whip. Ooh.
Yeah. Can't go any of that, yeah.
I mean, but that's the kind of stuff that he was making for himself.
I probably
ate his wife was
three
gone.
Quarters of a sheet cake this week.
In one sitting?
No.
Oh, okay.
Still not proud of it. But kind of am.
I mean, the worst part was like she came home Wednesday night and she had to cook stuff for her family's get together this weekend, and she was like, "Where's the Cool Whip?" And I was like, "Oh, I ate it."
That was dinner Tuesday night.
And she was just like, "I'm not mad. I'm just more impressed, but why would you eat that much?"
I was going to say disappointed, but impressed is a different way to go.
Yeah.
So Josh cannot be a bachelor again, because I think things went south.
No pie topping.
Quickly, because he, you know, he was off Mountain Dew for a while. He's back on that full bore.
One can on the weekends.
I don't believe that it's just one can on the weekends. Nope. Your mic is still on. You just aren't talking into it.
I thought we were getting a call, but then we weren't. So that's
all
why.
All right. he is a master of radio. There you go. So he can't be left to his own devices.
No.
S-Town is from the makers of Serial, the podcast, which is excellent, and took the nation by storm. I don't know how you didn't hear about it, but. So it's about this guy in a small town in Alabama who wrote the makers of Serial and said, "I want you to check out this murder."
In S-Town?
In S-Town, which stands for... The S is the bad word that starts with S.
Oh.
And they refer to it as that in the podcast, but you just have to... The name of it is actually S-Town.
Gotcha.
And then they go to S-Town... And it what unfolds from there, I don't want to give anything, you know, spoiler alerts away, but they go to investigate this murder, and it turns into just a portrait of this man and just how remarkable and otherwise unremarkable life would be, and it's crazy intriguing.
Now, was this of the man who was killed? Or was
I don't want to give anything away. I don't want to do a spoiler.
So it may or may not be the guy that wrote or the man who was murdered.
It's about the guy that wrote in about the murder. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I highly recommend it. You know, I spend a lot of time in the car for my real job, which is driving I'm a professional driver. My boss would like to hear me say I'm a professional salesperson, but truly, I'm a professional driver.
But you also got to be safe. You need to be pro driver.
Can't sell anything if I'm on the side of the road, right?
10 and 2.
Yeah.
Every 30 seconds, you're checking the rear view and the side views.
But okay. I have a lot of windshield time, so podcasts have become my friend, and I highly, highly recommend that one. S-Town. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, do you think it'll be as big as Serial?
It's already pretty big. It's hard to be as big as Serial. I also, and Dan and I talked about this on the show one time, they had a whole podcast on what happened to Richard Simmons.
I heard about that. I, of course, did not listen to it.
Oh, I did. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I can tell you everything that happened to Richard Simmons or didn't happen. Seems like he's all right. He just doesn't want to.
Oh, so there is a conclusion.
Just that he's probably okay and just wants to be left.
Yeah,
left
just the
alone.
Fact that why does anyone actually care?
Yeah,
it's more so the point.
Well, I learned a lot about Richard Simmons that I didn't know beforehand, and it made me love him.
Well, I already loved him.
Made me love him even more. Then
there you go.
Yeah, but I highly recommend S-Town. Okay, you just found some stats.
Hey, Jared Vanderbilt, 19 points, 10 rebounds in the Nike Hoop Summit, team highs and game highs.
There we go.
So, Jared Vanderbilt.
Because he didn't really get to do his thing in the McDonald's All-American game.
No, he did not. none of the guys really did. I mean, Quanti Green looked good, you know, had some assists.
It's so hard in those games to really, you know, it's not a game, a real game. And
yeah, you don't know what you have. But at the same time, you know, Bamba puts up, I think, a double-double, didn't he? And Kevin Knox did fairly well, maybe a rebound short of a double-double or two rebounds short. But those guys both looked good in an all-star setting.
Yeah. So Kevin Knox probably the least likely of those two to end up at Kentucky. Where do you think he ends? I don't know who's the favorite for him.
I have no idea. Not Kentucky.
I mean, I know those guys.
I'm sure.
The four were in his ear along with Bamba's the whole time. McDonald's.
Didn't he sit at a table with the Kentucky guys? Big coup, you know, I don't know.
Isn't Billy Donovan looking for houses here on a horse farm?
I heard that John Gruden was at Louisville Airport, remember, when there was a football coach search going on. Turns out John Gruden owns a horse farm in Oldham County.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. That was the I saw John Gruden. John Gruden's the next coach at Kentucky. Or he just had a connecting flight.
Right. Because he's been offered every head coaching position in the NFL except the Patriots. I don't feel like he's coming
here. Could have been
that. Yeah. Yeah, don't feel like he's coming here. All right, we've got one more segment if you want to get in here and talk about anything, really. We got the Masters coming up today. Coverage begins at 2 o'clock on our air, followed by the Lexington Legends at 6 o'clock. And then tomorrow, we will have the final round of the Masters. And then at the conclusion of the Masters, they'll join the Legends game, presumably already in progress. So we can catch up on all those things as we return for our final segment here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tax time means big savings for you on everything you need for your ride. And it's all at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Save on thousands of accessories for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Remote car starts starting at just $189. We beat any sale price on window tinting. Plus, every brand of truck bed covers, lift bed covers, tires, wheels, Jeep accessories. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bed liners, toolboxes, backup cameras, even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. We'll beat any internet or competitor's price, even on window tint. Bring in your tax refund check and get extra discounts off our already low prices. All at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle Road. Don't forget, we finance you 12 months same as cash. Come see us, Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle. Tax time means big savings at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Did you know your rug is the biggest air filter in your home? Filtering allergens, airborne bacteria, dead skin cells, food stains, dust mites, pet hair, and pet urine and bacteria. All of these may contribute to health problems. According to a government study, after 2 years of regular traffic with shoes and pets, your rug is 4,000 times dirtier than your toilet. Just as an air filter for your home ventilation system needs to be regularly replaced, your area rug needs to be cleaned regularly. Let's start with this. Cleaning Oriental rugs is not the same as cleaning a carpet or upholstery or drapes. If you want your Oriental rugs cleaned properly without being damaged, you need specialists. That would be us, Kazai Oriental Rug Outlet. We have the expertise and experience to keep Oriental rugs looking their best. We can remove stains, repair damage, and restore your rug's original beauty. Free pickup and delivery within 25 miles. Kazai Oriental Rug Outlet, Richmond Road, Lexington, and online at kazairugs.com. Call 272-4900 for pickup. 272-4900. kazairugs.com.
Have you ever thought about what's inside the air inside your home? Soot, pollen, dust, fungal spores. Maybe you should talk indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Uh-oh. Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We want to make sure your home has the best air quality possible. Give us a call today. It's the perfect time for a system checkup for your home.
Visit BarkleyBlevins.com for more information. Indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is also very collegey feel to me.
Just nailing all the words.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to do like a lip sync battle?
I would love to do a lip sync battle.
I feel like you'd be pretty good at it.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be really good at it.
Yeah.
Like, really good.
And entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, all of those things. Yeah, I feel like I'd be number one in the world at lip sync battles.
Especially if you had the props
at least
and stuff
top
like
10.
On the show. You
oh,
know, like
yeah.
when they get all the stuff and you have like a
oh, if all that is if all that is
and
provided
like
for me.
And Justin Timberlake jumps out of the back and now he's joining, you're like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah. With all that at my disposal, yeah, I would. There's no one better. Speaking of no one better, has there ever been a first-year coach like Nick Mangione come in and rejuvenate a baseball program? I mean, just like that?
I'm all jacked up about baseball.
Season. I know, and we don't even really...
We're not
we
really
don't,
baseball
No,
fans.
We're not baseball people. So they won on the road at Mississippi State last night, which is, of course, where Mangione came.
Yeah, probably should have hired me as your head coach.
So now they're 4-0 on the road in SEC play. Game two is tonight, but they're 8-2 overall. I mean, this is an unranked team at the beginning of the season. They're now up to number 8.
Yeah, if that is going to be kind of lackluster. Yeah, they're 4-0 on the road in SEC play for the first time since 1949.
And they're breaking all sorts of records. Best start in 25 years and all that stuff. And that's having lost all of your starting pitching.
And not the hottest start. They lost.
Yeah.
To North Carolina.
They were like 0-4, right?
And it was like,
they started 0-4.
But they were playing, you know, they were playing well. They were competing. And then they settled in and said, okay, we're just going to start beating the crap out of people now. Look out, Southeastern Conference. I believe the early NCAA tournament projections from a couple of those sites and, you know, folks that are into that have them hosting a regional.
So they've done that before, right?
They have hosted a regional.
And it was awesome.
Awesome atmosphere, and of course, the criticism has always been, well, it's the stadium. The stadium, you know, it's just not big enough. It's not for an NCAA regional. It doesn't hold the right scale. Hey, that'll be taken care of next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got that going for them.
So they're 22-9 on the season and 8-2 in the SEC, and that's having lost their first four straight. So since then, they've gone 22-5.
Not bad.
Yeah. And one of those losses is to Louisville, who's, you know, number two in the country.
Record-setting crowd. I think Virginia is the only team to have beaten or have taken a series from them. I know UK is not a weekend series, but to have taken a series from them in, like, a past two seasons at Jim Patterson Stadium. So not a lot of teams go in there and win a lot.
No. No. And we've had Coach Mangione on the show a few times, and every time he's on... is more awesome than the time before. And he just gets you so fired up. And baseball, for me, is one of those things, like, it's just, there's not the excitement there, right? But you listen to him talk, and you feel like it's the most exciting game out there.
Yeah.
I mean, he is awesome, and what he has interjected into this program in his first year and through his first 30 games or so. Has been pretty incredible.
Eddie Grand said the offense was awful offensively. There you go.
How was the offense defensively?
Who knows? But the offense is drinking the Kool-Aid that they're good.
Okay.
So apparently they're not that good. Nobody looked good the last 20 minutes. Finishing like last year is important. Nobody good physically. Time to drink a new Kool-Aid. There you go. Spring game Friday.
So let me tell you a little update maybe about this Kevin Knox character.
Okay.
It looks like he may be at Mizzou right now. With Michael Porter Jr.
Who's apparently committed to Kentucky, though. Did you see that?
What?
At the Nike Hoop Summit, ESPN put up.
Oh, did they? No, I did not see that.
Kentucky when he went to the free throw line, and everybody's like, wait, is this breaking news? That's when he, like, signed with Missouri.
Yeah.
Whoops. They just get so used to typing it, committed to Kentucky. Committed to Kentucky.
So you know, obviously Michael Porter's dad, you know, is on the staff with Kwanza Martin at Mizzou. And
I keep forgetting that Kwanza. That's,
and Kevin Knox tweeted, "At Mizzou with my son, Michael Porter." And then a couple of tiger emojis. And
I love
you, but I have to let you know.
It's important that there are several tiger emojis.
Yes, yes.
Not just one. He's super excited about it. Maybe.
But as the same way that the Kentucky commits and signees were in the ear of Mo Bamba and Kevin Knox, Michael Porter Jr. was doing that same thing with Mo Bamba and Kevin Knox about coming to Mizzou. Now, a little different scenario to get talked into going to Kentucky versus to get talked into going to Missouri, where there's one good player.
Yeah.
And it's Michael Porter Jr. And
maybe he's saying, I need a dude to help me.
Yeah, definitely needs a dude to help him.
Need a dude to help me. Won't you be that dude?
Yeah.
But it can just be us two. Because there's nothing else.
Yeah, no, there's nothing else.
There's nothing.
But, like, instantly, Missouri is a factor, or should be. Much more of a factor than they were the last couple of years.
Yeah. The SEC is the hotbed of college basketball.
And the ACC of football. Can you believe it? It's a total flip-flop.
What's happening right now?
Although the ACC did win the national championship in both.
Meh.
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
We're talking about Michael Porter Jr. going to Mizzou.
Yeah.
I mean,
Kwanza, the coaches are flocking back to the SEC.
Don't act like Kwanza Martin is like some big. Listen, I'm not. I wasn't very.
He shouldn't have left.
About it.
Well, the whole Tennessee deal and him leaving was ridiculous anyway. How that shaped up. He shouldn't have.
He got some good players to Cal
to
and
go.
They did. What?
It's West Coast. It's tough. It's Cal. It's like, what are you doing in Missouri though? If you're a good player, you're playing basketball, right? Like, isn't there other stuff to do if you go to Cal?
What are you saying? I went to Missouri. There's other stuff to do there. Yeah.
Let's be fair though. It's kind of like the UK guys. Like they all have said, like, well, it's Lexington. Like, you know, it's pretty much just basketball. Like that's why I'm here. Like they love it, but they're like, you know, what are they gonna do? Go clubbing? It's not New York.
Well, but you're like...
It's not Las Vegas. You're not going to UNLV like, oh yeah, I guess what I'm doing on the weekend.
Right, but that's such a handful
throwing
of schools.
Dice.
Most schools are not in major metropolitan areas.
I'm just saying. There's a few, like O.J. Mayo went to USC. Why'd he go to USC? Was it really to play basketball, or did he want to be in L.A.?
I don't know.
I feel like he was just an L.A. boy.
Oh, jeez.
You know, wanted some glitz and glam. Take my picture.
He wasn't getting that at Rose Hill?
Yeah, it's a different kind of picture. It's like, man, they talk about basketball all the time.
I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of the Kwanza Martin hiring, but I guess it could have been worse. I was a huge fan of the Kim Anderson firing. I was a fan of that.
He let everybody know on his way out. At Bridgestone Arena, what he thought.
And good for him, because he seems like a good dude. He just didn't need to be the coach there anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they just needed to win more.
You got to win.
You do.
That's the biz.
I mean, that's part of it, dude. Actually, that's all of it, dude.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. You know, there's lots of really good people in the world that don't make good basketball coaches.
Yeah.
He's one of them.
He's apparently one of them.
But so yeah, so Kevin Knox
maybe
looks to be in Columbia,
headed to Mizzou
with Michael Porter Jr.
I mean, really, with Vandy coming along, Florida, South Carolina, Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee stole one. Rick Barnes, they played North Carolina well.
You know,
they played
Georgia should be better.
They played every team that was in the Final Four. Tennessee, they played Gonzaga. Oregon, North Carolina, South Carolina?
Georgia should be better than they are, I think.
What's the clock on Mark Fox?
I don't know.
I think Andy Kennedy's still okay. I think he'll still hold the most tenured SEC coach.
And I'm not sure why.
I like Andy, though.
I do, too. But
I like
not
his shoes.
But, yeah, so.
He's fun.
That was my breaking news.
There you go.
I'm not sure what to make of that.
Tiger emoji. Were they smiling tigers? Frowning face tigers?
Let's see. Just plain tiger.
Just a tiger. Expressionless tiger.
Yeah.
Hmm. Not like a hungry one, like, oh, he's ready to eat.
No, but I think that's the only ones that there are. Is just
not
the
enough
regular
offerings of
tiger
emojis.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Alex will be back here tomorrow.
Yeah.
We can talk about what happened in these Derby prep races today. And we'll get more from the football scrimmage. We'll get delve more into that, what Stoops and Eddie Grand thought about it tomorrow on the Dan and Mary Joe Show. Tune in today for the rest of the Masters. 2 o'clock, ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
Russillo and Canal.
Breaking news from the world of college basketball. The Georgetown Hoyas have hired Patrick Ewing, their one-time great center, who's been an assistant in the NBA. It feels like